He sat on the edge of this fountain. He ennobled its waters with the wine of its liberations. Which doesn't exactly say that he vomited. It kind of says that he, I don't know what he did, but it's not that he vomited. So, butchered Latin. We then went and had lunch, or actually just drinks, at a cafe that is also a museum on musical instruments that didn't look very large because we didn't see any musical instruments in our entire time there. But that's okay. We had drinks. And then we went to the Mannequin Peace statue, which is a statue of a little boy peeing, and they dress it up in all sorts of weird costumes. And when we were there, he was dressed up as Dracula, which was a bit weird, but they were the people, the Friends of Mannequin Peace, I think they call it, were handing out free beer, and apparently I look 16, which is the drinking age here in Belgium, so they tried to give me a beer, which I declined, and apparently that was a good thing, because apparently there was a reason they were giving it out for free. We then went and saw the town hall, which was, yet again, a really old, cool town hall, but they all are over here. And we also went to see the Black Tower, which is a old tower from the original city wall that they couldn't demolish to build this new fancy hotel, so they built the fancy hotel around the tower. And it's just on one of the sides of it, and they've built around it. And then we also went to the town of Ghent, which is really interesting. You can hear a funny story about the noses of Ghent here.